Alright folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. It's your boy Jake Carter here, and today we're diving headfirst into something that's both deeply personal and profoundly impactful. Forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of past hurts, grievances, and grudges? You know, the kind that weigh you down, make your shoulders tense up, and steal your energy? We've all been there, trust me. Holding on to anger, resentment, or bitterness, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It messes with our peace, our relationships, even our physical well-being. But here's the kicker. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about freeing ourselves from the chains of the past so we can move forward, lighter and happier. So let's unpack this whole forgiveness thing. Break it down into bite-sized pieces that you can actually use, and get you on the path to a more peaceful present and future. First off, understand this. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's not saying what happened was okay or that the other person didn't do something wrong. It's about acknowledging what happened, feeling those emotions, anger, sadness, betrayal, letting them wash over you, and then consciously choosing to release them. Think of it like letting go of a helium balloon. You acknowledge its existence, feel its weight for a moment, and then gently set it free. Secondly, forgiveness isn't about the other person. It's about you. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. It's ultimately harming you more than anyone else. When we forgive, we break the cycle of pain and resentment that keeps us stuck in the past. Thirdly, forgiveness isn't a one-time event. It's a process, a journey. Some days it feels easier than others, but keep at it. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your progress, and don't beat yourself up if you have setbacks. Remember, healing takes time. Fourthly, forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You don't have to become best friends with the person who hurt you. Forgiveness can allow for healthy distance, setting boundaries that protect your well-being while still releasing the anger and resentment. It's about freeing yourself, not necessarily mending fences. Finally, remember this. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's an act of self-love, compassion, and, ultimately, freedom. It allows you to step into the present moment with a lighter heart and a clearer mind. Now, let's paint a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who always felt overshadowed by her older sister. Years ago, her sister publicly criticized her work, belittling her talent and leaving deep emotional scars. Sarah has carried this resentment for years, letting it seep into every aspect of her life. But recently, she's starting to understand that holding on to this anger is only hurting her. She realizes that forgiving her sister isn't about condoning her actions, but about releasing the grip that bitterness has on her own happiness. It's about taking back her power and choosing to focus on her own growth and success. Sarah starts small, practicing self-compassion and journaling about her feelings. She begins to see her sister's actions as a reflection of her own insecurities, not a personal attack on her worth. Slowly but surely, Sarah feels the weight lifting from her shoulders. She rediscovers her passion for art, pours her heart into her work, and even starts sharing it with others. Forgiveness allows Sarah to finally move forward, creating a future filled with creativity and joy. So, what about you? What are you carrying that's weighing you down? Take a moment to reflect on the past, identify those lingering hurts, and consider the power of letting go. Remember, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness. It's a testament to your strength and resilience. It's a choice to prioritize your own well-being and step into a brighter future. Let's make this week about reclaiming our peace, one act of forgiveness at a time. Share your thoughts, stories, or even just a simple, "I'm trying," in the comments below. And remember, you are not alone on this journey. We're all in this together. Until next time, Keep decluttering those negative vibes and chasing that dopamine high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.